to the upcoming elections and to the new Saudi bickering with the Lebanese officials concerning Hezbollah. I want to thank you very much, Mr. Hamza Al-Khansa, columnist at Al-Akhbar newspaper, for joining us to talk about this matter. And thank you. Please stay tuned next week for more from the Middle East Stream.
In the limelight. French police have arrested a man on suspicion of being a former member of the Saudi Royal Guard, accused of being involved in the murder of dissident Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The man, named as Khaled Aed Otaibi, was taken into custody at Paris's Charles de Gaulle Airport as he was about to board a plane to the Saudi capital Riyadh. The article you're about to hear has been written by The Guardian columnist Kim Wilshire and Stephanie Kirchgrasner. The piece is titled, French Police Arrest Man in Connection with Jamal Khashoggi Killing. French police have arrested a man on suspicion of being a former member of the Saudi Royal Guard, accused of being involved in the murder of dissident Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The man, named as Khaled Aed Al-Otaibi, was taken into custody at Paris's Charles de Gaulle Airport as he was about to board a plane to Saudi Arabia's capital, Riyadh. In a statement on Twitter, the Saudi embassy in Paris said that the arrest was a case of mistaken identity, adding that those convicted of the crime were currently serving their sentences in Saudi Arabia. The kingdom's embassy expects his immediate release, the statement said. Authorities in France, meanwhile, were reportedly still seeking to verify the man's identity and whether they were holding the same man who was wanted by Turkish authorities. He's expected to appear before a judge in the next few hours, where he will be presented with the choice of being flown to Turkey or contesting the arrest warrant and being placed in police custody awaiting extradition. Late on Tuesday, 7th of December, French police said they were still unsure if they had detained the right man. It's still possible that this is the right person, just as it's still possible that it's the wrong person, a police spokesperson told reporters in Paris. At this point, we simply don't know. If the man's identity is confirmed, his arrest would mark the first time that any individual accused by international experts of participating in the grisly state-sponsored execution of the Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi has been arrested outside of Saudi Arabia. Khaled Al-Otaibi, a 33-year-old, has been named as one of the commando group in the Saudi Arabia consulate in Istanbul, Turkey, where Jamal Khashoggi was killed on 2nd of October 2018, and was among 17 individuals sanctioned by the United States for their suspected role in the murder of the journalist. He has also served as a personal security official for the Saudi Crown Prince, Mohammed bin Salman. Khaled Al-Otaibi was on the Interpol red list after an arrest warrant was issued by Turkey, where last year 20 Saudi officials were put on trial in absentia over the journalist killing. The detained man was travelling under his real name, according to French radio RTL, which broke the story. An investigation into the murder of Jamal Khashoggi by Agnes Callamard, the then United Nations Special Rapporteur on Extrajudicial Killings, has described Otaibi as a close associate and personal security officer for the Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, who has been accused by U.S. intelligence agencies of approving the Khashoggi murder. In her report, Agnes Callamard said Otaibi accompanied the prince on his 2017 trip to the United States. Jamal Khashoggi, a former Saudi insider whose close ties to the royal court was a subtle but influential critic of the prince, Mohammed bin Salman, at a time in 2018 when Riyadh was seeking to portray the crown prince as a reformer. In his columns for the Washington Post, Jamal Khashoggi warned about the silencing of critics in the Saudi kingdom and what he saw as increasingly hostile atmosphere against intellectuals in Saudi Arabia and others who supported reform. Khashoggi's brutal murder, in which his killers are alleged to have called him a sacrificial lamb, stunned the world in part because it seemed so brazen, occurring within the walls of the Saudi consulate building in Istanbul while his fiancée waited for him outside. Agnes Callamard's investigation concluded that Khaled al-Otaibi was one of several officials who was in the Consul General's residence at the time of the murder. That means he was not likely physically present at the time of the killing, but may have handled the bags in which pieces of Jamal Khashoggi's body were later carried and brought to the consulate residence, located next to the Saudi consulate. If he's the official I have identified in my report, and he was located in the residence, then I think he will be one of those who could provide valuable information on the location of the body of Jamal Khashoggi, said Callamard, who is now Secretary General of Amnesty International. Later, after the murder, Agnes Callamard's report states, Khaled al-Otaibi left Istanbul in a jet with Maher Motreb, a Saudi intelligence officer who worked for a senior advisor to the Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman and has been accused of playing a key role in the execution of Jamal Khashoggi. Callamard said that if confirmed, the news would mark a major breakthrough for justice, and said she would be grateful that finally one perpetrator could be held to account. But she said it would also prove that Saudi Arabia's trial of officials associated with the Khashoggi murder has been a total sham. If he was walking the streets of the world, that would be very strong indictment, and indeed would confirm everything we said about the pretense of justice in Saudi Arabia, she said. The fact that he may have been involved in the killing should not detract us from focusing on the mastermind behind the killing. It is great that the hitmen are maybe paying for the crimes, but it is not enough. We need the mastermind behind this murder, she said. The arrest comes as the Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman has sought to rehabilitate his image internationally, and just days after the French President Emmanuel Macron visited the United Arab Emirates and Saudi Arabia and met personally with the Saudi Crown Prince. A United Nations investigation and U.S. intelligence agencies both concluded that the operation was almost certainly signed off by Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. Riyadh denies Prince Mohammed had any knowledge of the plot or its botched cover-up.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As'adullah ayyamakum. Congratulations. Today is the birthday of Sayyidah Zainab alayhi salam, the anniversary of the birthday of Sayyidah Zainab alayhi salam. We remember this great lady. And with me to talk about this occasion is my brother Sheikh Muhammad. Sheikh, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for joining.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. As'adullah ayyamakum. Thank you very much for having me.
It's always an honor and a pleasure. Now, Sayyidah Zainab alayhi salam, the daughter of Fatima al-Zahra and Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, has a place in the hearts of all believers.
Yes.
And that is pretty much, it really goes back to Karbala. Whenever you talk about Zainab, you talk about Karbala. Now, that those catastrophe days, I hope that you're not going to take us to those days of mourning and those sour days, actually, remembering those sour days. What do you have for us about Sayyidah Zainab alayhi salam?
Talking about the life of Sayyidah Zainab salamullah alayha is very difficult because of this life and this journey that she took is filled with many difficulties and also with some moments of joy and moments of happiness. The day Sayyidah Zainab salamullah alayha was born in the year of 5 or 6 of Hijri, in the house of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. You imagine that area and that time, the most praised and the most generous and benevolent beings that God has ever created was living at that time. The Holy Prophet, Amir al-Mu'mineen salawatullah alayhi, her mother Fatima al-Zahra, her brothers and sisters.
Of course, 5 to 6 in the Hijri calendar. So Sayyidah Zainab alayhi salam was born during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. Was it at the beginning or at the end of the life of the Prophet?
It was like at the end, because the life of the Prophet ends in the 10th year.
So she was years old when he passed away.
4 or 5 years old. So the first thing to know about the life of Zainab al-Kubra sallallahu alayhi is the fact that she has been born in such greatest place that anyone could have ever been born, right? When we were talking about the education, when we were talking about the process of learning, how your personality is going to be shaped, we always look around and see what is the family that you have been born, what are the friends that you have had relationship with, right? About this daughter of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, which has faced and has lived with 7 infallible figures. The Holy Prophet up to Imam Baqir salawatullah alayhi, right? So these 7 people have been the rivers of knowledge. They have been the oceans of infallibility and knowledge and holy divine scholar understanding from God, right? So living in that
environment, that holy environment.
Yes, that environment. Before, elaborating on the details, before going to the history narrations, it tells us that this person is going to be absolutely a special figure in Islam, right?
At least not like the final cause, but at least like how we state in philosophy, al-muqtadi, which is like the reason, a reason where she could be one of the greatest figures ever because of the environment and the capability that she has.
Yes, and these kind of environment is not put for everyone. It is not something to take for granted, right? It is a gift.
It's a blessing.
It is a blessing that God gives to only special people. So through the history, we see that the teachings of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam and her mother Fatima al-Zahra salawatullah alayhi. So these two people who are the best teachers in the world. And these are, imagine that these are your teachers. You see how they live, how they act. And upon seeing them, your personality is forged. Because in the when we talk about, these kind of personality issues and how people act, one very important element is how people act around you, not just talking to you. For example, raising a child has many difficulties, and a lot of times parents come and ask that our children do not become what we want. We have talked to them so much, but they are acting the opposite way. What is the problem? The problem is in the words of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Like Amir al-Mu'min alayhi salam says, if you want to put yourself ahead of some people so they follow you and they see you follow what you do, you should start with yourself. First, you should act pious. You should practice being pious yourself. And then you can have a good effect on other people and they will follow your word afterwards.
So to be a role model, pretty much you have to engage and be attributed with what you want to affect with
yes.
other people.
Yes, and you should start with yourself.
Now, unfortunately, I cut you off right there, Sheikh. I'm very sorry.
It's all right.
Now, we have to take a short break. Brothers and sisters, we will be back. So please stay tuned. Thank you very much.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. O Allah, be for your representative, the Hujjah, son of Al-Hasan. Your blessings be on him and his forefathers, in this hour and in every hour. A guardian, a protector, a leader, a helper, a proof, and an eye, until you make him live on the earth in obedience to you and cause him to live in it for a long time.
Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. Thank you guys for rejoining us. We were talking with Sheikh Muhammad about the anniversary or the remembrance of the anniversary of the birthday of Sayyidah Zainab alayhi salam. And we were talking about the life and we were talking about the environment that she was living in and how that helps a person reach or become a significant figure in Islam or significant figure any manner
yes.
you state. Now, we stopped you when you were talking about a role model. To be a true role model, he has to believe and act and attribute himself to what he wants to other people to act upon.
Yes.
And that's where we cut you off, Sheikh.
Thank you. So at the end, we came to the fact that the role model of Zainab al-Kubra, sallallahu alayhi wa was two of the best teachers in the world, right? Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam and Fatima al-Zahra. Now, why do I do this? Because afterwards, I'm going to go through the narrations from Imam Hassan alayhi salam, from Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, which they talk about the standing of Zainab al-Kubra sallallahu alayhi in terms of knowledge and in terms of having divine relationships.
Her characteristics, her status, her
yes.
the high levels that she has.
These, which it blows the mind because some adjectives and some characteristics have been attributed to Zainab al-Kubra sallallahu alayhi, which we only seems apparently we only see in infallible imams. For example, Imam Hassan sallallahu alayhi tells his sister that you are from the tree of prophethood. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says to Zainab al-Kubra sallallahu alayhi wa
sallam. Adding upon that saying, I don't think that even the sons of the imams, for example, the brothers of Imam Sadiq, the brothers of Imam Kadhim, not all of them have been attributed
no.
to the tree of the prophecy.
No, they have
even
not
though
been.
They are the sons of,
yes.
of the, you know, the progeny of the prophet, yet they were not called the sons of the prophet.
Yes.
I think that the tree of the prophecy is something different to being the
son. Something
sons.
Different. It's a special description because it means that afterwards, which I'm going to interpret, it means that you have a connection with the Prophet, a knowledge-based connection. Because knowledge, either you need to learn it or you receive it from God, divine knowledge.
Could we say that, for example, how we have it in the sayings, that they are one light, for example, that light that is the reason and the cause of the knowledge that they have, the infallibility, I don't want to say infallibility now. I want to say, for example, the knowledge, the wisdom that they have that was gained by Allah, that was given by Allah subhanahu
yes.
wa ta'ala, was because of this light that they contained in themselves.
Yes, absolutely. One of the reasons, one of the aspects to look at this topic is this light that they have been created by, all of them, altogether. So Imam Sajjad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells his sister that, أنت بحمد الله عالمة غير معلم. Right? What does this mean? It's a very special word by Imam alayhi salam, because it's infallible Imam and knows everything, right? Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says, Alhamdulillah, that you are knowledgeable, not like an ordinary knowledge to go sit down and learn from other people, from a teacher. No, God has bestowed this divine knowledge. And what that means, only when we look at female figures, especially female figures in Islam, Fatima al-Zahra sallallahu alayha has been like this. And after that, her daughter, Zainab al-Kubra sallallahu alayha. Now, this relationship, I talked so much about the role model, I talked about the area and environment that you are born in, how it can affect your personality, and how it can affect the figure that you are going to be in the future. I wanted to come to this fact that the teachings of Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam and the words of Fatima al-Zahra salawatullah alayha, and also the brother of Zainab al-Kubra, Imam Hassan alayhi salam, Imam Hussein salawatullah alayhi, both of them, they were so influential. Fatima al-Zahra salawatullah alayha taught her daughter to have this holy relationship, to have this divine relationship with God, right? And this is not a normal thing which people with ordinary capacities be able to, you know, withstand. So it means that Zainab al-Kubra sallallahu alayha from the beginning had this capacity, and God bestowed and paved the way for her to make it possible. So we see afterwards in the life of Zainab al-Kubra salamullah alayha that so much difficulty, right, and hardship is going to start to come her way. Now this tells us two things, because in the narrations of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, one fact is emphasized, and that's the fact that the more difficulty you bear and withstand, it means as a mu'min, you have
stronger,
a better place.
The stronger your iman is. كُلَّمَا زَادَ الْمَرْءُ إِيمَانًا زَادَ ابْتِلَاءً أَوْ بَلَاءً.
Or الْبَلَاءُ لِلْوَلَاءُ, right?
Catastrophes are for belief.
Yes, for the believers, right? So the next element which I'm going to talk about is this capacity that Zainab al-Kubra sallallahu alayhi had to withstand, to tolerate, to hold and endure this much of difficulty and hardship. And did she know it? Well, it seems yes. There are some narrations from the Holy Prophet that talks to Zainab al-Kubra sallallahu alayha. And, you know, one night, Zainab al-Kubra sallallahu alayha says that I was sleeping and I saw a dream. I came to the Holy Prophet to talk about the dream, to tell him, and also I wanted him to interpret it for me and tell me what it means. The dream has been like this. She says that I found myself in an area, and I saw a very strong and dark wind blowing. So it blew and the world got dark and twisted. So I looked around, I saw a strong tree. I relied on the tree, I clinched on the tree. The tree broke, I clinched on one of the branches. Then the branch broke also. The other branch up to four branches. Then the last one also broke. And I found myself with no support and protect. So then the dream ended. So afterwards, after the Holy Prophet hears this story from her daughter, cries so much. And after that, the Holy Prophet says that this strong tree is me. And the first branch after the tree broke is your father, Amir al-Mu'minin. After that, the next branch is your mother, Fatima al-Zahra. And the last two branches are two of your brothers, Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein sallallahu alayhi. And this dream that you envisioned talks about severe difficulties that you are going to
go through
in this world. It's going to be very difficult for you, and you have some people to cling to, you have some people to seek refuge and protection under, but you lose all of them.
So you pretty much just ended us on a sour note. Thank you very much, Sheikhna, for your beautiful words.
Thank you.
That's pretty much Sayyida Zainab alayhi salam. Whenever you remember her, it's always there. It's always the thought of the catastrophes and the hardship that she went through. Brothers and sisters, unfortunately, our time has finished. Please join us again on another Light Upon Light. And until then, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Food for thought.
Hello, dear friends, and since Jamadi al-Awwal is the month of the birthday of the Holy Prophet's granddaughter, Hazrat Zainab Kubra, peace be upon her, we present you a wonderful saying from her husband, Abdullah ibn Ja'far al-Tayyar, regarding the noble daughter of Imam Ali, Hazrat Fatima Zahra, peace be upon them, who cared for the comforts and ease of her brothers and sister, was generous to the poor, was generous to the homeless and the parentless. Zainab is the best housewife.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
Cultural news. Social news. Scientific news. Artistic news. With the light.
The Amazon River turtles are in danger of extinction, but environmentalists have come up with an initiative to save their lives, and that's by protecting their eggs. Climate change and human activities against their ecosystem have been putting these creatures at risk. Now, what the biologists and local volunteers do is that they recover the turtle nests from riverbanks during the rainy season to protect them from drowning. Then they take care of the baby turtles until they develop a hard shell and are ready to start their life journey. Batches of tiny turtles release into a river in the Amazon border between Bolivia and Brazil. They are now grown enough to protect themselves against different threats. Environmentalists have been doing this for more than 20 years, saving millions of baby turtles. This time they released 1 million of the little turtles. During the Christmas season, people around the world love to add a dose of joy in the form of Santas. Children especially feel ecstatic to see Santas distributing presents and snacks. But you will be amazed to see how one Santa this time dives into water to give well-behaved sharks and fishes their goodies. In Malta's National Aquarium, Scuba Claus, helped by an elf, plunges into a huge fish tank with his sack of treats to feed sharks and fishes. Santas, ho ho ho, come out in bubble from through his snorkel over his white beard. The aquarium, located in the northern part of the island, hosts more than 175 different species of various marine animals.
Butterflies are probably the most popular among all insect species on Earth due to their beauty and color. Millions of monarch butterflies have flocked to a Mexican forest, creating a magical sight, drawing tourists, scientists, and locals there. The monarch butterflies flee the cold winters of Canada and northern United States and travel thousands of kilometers to hibernate and reproduce in the temperate woods of central Mexico. Hundreds of trees crowded with butterflies can be seen along Mexico's 13,000-hectare monarch reserve after their long journey. However, experts warn of a drop in the number of the species. Climate change is reported to have had an impact on their butterflies' migration pattern, as well as a reduction in their milkweed breeding habitat in the United States.
With the Christmas season in full swing, hundreds have gathered on Spain's Gran Canaria island to watch stunning sand sculptures representing the birth of Christ. Eight sand artists from around the world have created the spectacular figures. It took them a week to complete the scenes. A huge sand wall is built around the sculptures to protect them. The island has been holding the event every year since 2006. The warm temperatures on the Spanish beach have helped attract a lot of visitors over Christmas. According to the organizers, at least 200,000 people have visited the exhibition in the past 15 years. A joyful day at an Australian zoo as a baby pygmy hippo is born. That's good news for the zoo staff because pygmy hippos are endangered species. Cambiri, the mother hippo, gave birth to the calf last month. It's her second calf, and the first one was born in a Sydney zoo 4 years ago. The newborn is yet to be named. It sticks to the mum and follows her wherever she goes. The calf is spending most of its time out of the sight of the public, as for now it's learning to walk and swim. And the mum keeps a close eye on the calf at all times.
The first few days, she did not leave the calf's side. Was very sedate, very quiet, and just looking after its every need. And only in the last sort of couple of days as she started to get a little bit more sleep in.
They are regarded as endangered animals because of illegal hunting and loss of habitat. Currently, less than 3,000 pygmy hippos are living in the wild.
Is it interesting to experience what Harry Potter went through at Hogwarts? Well, it could be, at least for students at a university in Pakistan, kicking off a festival celebrating the fictional wizard. The students at Government College University made their 150-year-old campus look like the magical school created by British author J.K. Rowling. They put on costumes and set up decorations reminiscent of Hogwarts. The university's vice chancellor says the campus, with its vast halls and soaring archways, has always reminded the students of the fictional school.
Most of these youngsters, they grew up at the time when J.K. Rowling's work was being presented in the novels and then later on in the film. So that magical charm, that fantasy, they really enjoyed. They grew up reading that fantasy. And then when they come to Government College University and see these architecture, it reminds me of that Hogwarts that is being filmed in Harry Potter films.
The university officials spoke proudly of what his students have done. They were themselves happy too, calling their experience fun. Others said it was unbelievable to be in Hogwarts. The festival also screened Pakistan's first fan-made Harry Potter film made and acted by the students. The Swedish city of Stockholm has launched its 31st annual Christmas competition of baking gingerbread.
There is a limited in space, so it's 40 centimeters by 40 centimeters, and everything you built, all the material need to be eatable. So you can build with different things, gingerbread of course, but also candies and other things, but you need to be able to eat it. So that's one of the rules as well.
Each year, the Gingerbread House competition, hosted by ArcDesk Museum of Architecture and Design, has a theme for the designs. This year's theme is Together, attracting various interpretations of the topic. So far, the entries have included the Titanic, the famous coffee shop from the American TV show Friends, an igloo, and the Berlin Wall, all entirely edible. The event, which has been running for 31 years, is designed for all kinds of creators, such as children, young people, adults, amateurs, and professionals. The Tasty exhibition runs until January the 5th.
The Light is a bulletin in which we bring you a lot of interesting news in different fields like animals' life, cultural events, funny trending news, and more from every corner of the world.
A Palestinian teacher has developed an assistant for himself nicknamed Mr. Robot, bringing joy to the children of a school in Gaza. Mr. Robot teaches the children of Al-Basma School about electric circuits and helps them memorize their lessons. Mr. Robot moves freely in the classroom, speaking Arabic to students and communicating with them as a friend. The teacher creating it says the aim was to stimulate creativity and innovation in his classroom.
Mr. Robot, as his name suggests, is the teacher's assistant and not his replacement. He assists in the education process by asking questions and giving answers, greeting students and interacting with them in all aspects of a class.
The teacher says at first students reacted to it in a strange way, but later on they said it was like a dream come true for them. Local engineers say the robot is the first of its kind in the Gaza Strip, where electrical tools and components are scarce.
Artificial intelligence has found its way into several aspects of our lives. Now, a French research team is working on a project to provide fishermen with intelligent trawls that could help them sort out fishes before they are brought to the boats.
The objective of the project is to try to provide a support tool for fishermen, because at the moment, when they put their fishing gear in the water, a trawl net is like a large net. It is towed behind the vessel for several hours without having knowledge of what enters the trawl net in real time. Namely, is it species that are targeted by the fishermen or not targeted?
The trawl has a camera that can capture footage underwater, which is then analyzed by a microcomputer using artificial intelligence. If targeted fishes are detected, the trawl will switch to fishing mode. But when there are no targeted species, it will switch back to flight mode to avoid having an impact on the seabed. Another feature of this technology is to identify and classify pelagic species. For instance, horse mackerel can be displayed in blue on the screen, while the sardines are shown in pink. If you enjoy nighttime adventures, then this park in Paris is just for you. Decorated with colorful lighting, the venue gives you a real feeling of life-size sculptures depicting dinosaurs and other prehistoric animals. In this exhibition, dubbed Evolution on the Path of Lights, visitors can walk through tunnels formed by some of the sculptors. They are made of paper, steel, and lights. More than 100 sculptors light up like lanterns across the park. These include well-known favorites of kids, such as Triceratops and T-Rex. Some huge lanterns also represent insects and vertebrates that walked on the planet millions of years ago. The exhibition's director says the goal is to raise awareness and educate the public about biodiversity in the past and present.
In Thailand, monkeys climbing on piles of fruits and vegetables in central Thailand. It is not due to a mess, though. It is actually an annual event called the Monkey Festival in Lopburi Province. The long-tailed monkeys, known as macaques, feast on 2 tons of fruits and vegetables in Lopburi. That is the capital city of the province with the same name. Locals say the event is a symbolic way to thank the cute animals for doing their part in drawing tourists to their town. This year's festival took place after a 2-year halt due to the pandemic.
Today is the 33rd time that we held this event. This year under the theme of Wheelchair Monkey Party, where we organizers will donate 100 wheelchairs to people in need. I would say the event is very successful. Many Thais and tourists are visiting.
Lopburi has been holding the annual festival for its monkey population for decades now. COVID restrictions meant last year's party was missing its usual crowd of spectators. However, this year the humans were back in force with more than 100 turning out to see the monkeys. Historical monuments have many duplicates made by enthusiasts around the world. India's Taj Mahal is not an exception. But the one you're about to see right now is not just a physical copy. It shares the spirit of Taj Mahal as well. This mini replica is located in the city of Burhanpur, some 800 kilometers away from the magnificent Taj Mahal itself. It has a love story behind it too, just as Taj Mahal does. Anand Parkash Choksi, a teacher, has built this replica as a gift to his spouse. It took Choksi 3 years to build the 4-bedroom house that is decorated by artisans from Agra, where Taj Mahal is located. He says that he has made the replica to show his love and spread the message of peace. Taj Mahal was built by a Mughal emperor, Shah Jahan, in memory of his wife, Mumtaz Mahal, back in the 17th century. Now, for those interested in ancient history, Egypt has unveiled a renovated ancient road dating back some 3,400 years in a spectacular nighttime ceremony. This historical corridor is nearly 3 kilometers long and connects the temples of Karnak and Luxor in the center of the southern city of Nile. The stone road, also known as the Avenue of Sphinxes or the Ramza Road, features over 1,000 traditional sphinxes and ram-headed statues on its sides. The site was buried under layers of sand until it was discovered back in the late 1940s. Since then, the path has undergone decades of excavation efforts, but experts say that many statues have been completely damaged.
Sphinx statues were completely damaged and in very bad condition because wrong restoration works were conducted in the 1960s and 1970s. In the previous century, they used wrong materials for the restorations. Now we're using internationally recognized materials for the restoration works.
Egypt has described the site as the largest open museum in the world. The new attraction aims to help revive the country's tourism industry. The sector has been hit hard due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, in the name of Allah, the Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio on a special day. Today is birthday anniversary of Lady Zainab. So congratulations to all dear Shia Muslim, especially ladies. And of course, and a special congratulations to all nurses, because today is the day of nurses too.
نبلقاكم طيبين والسعادة بالأحبة وهم معانا عايدوهم يا عساهم عايدين باركوا يا حباب نور العيد جانا.
Today, Friday, is the 5th of Jamadi al-Awwal 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 19th of Azar 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 10th of September 2021 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Happy Eid and congratulations to all Muslim brothers and sisters. Hazrat Sayyida Zainab, peace be upon her, manifestation of love, patience, and boundless sacrifice of a nurse. A nurse occupation is not an ordinary one. Nursing is a sacred and valuable profession. A nurse does not work for money or material benefits, for the wages she receives do not compensate of her unpaid labors. When a nurse sees that her patient's life is in danger, she forgets everything and becomes selfless. Birthday of Sayyida Zainab, peace be upon her, is observed as Nurse Day in Iran. Congratulations to all dear Muslim ladies all around the world.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
At the height of the Islamic month of Muharram in the year 61 after Hijrah, on the night of Ashura, when the devilish enemy set the Ahlul Bayt's tent on fire and drove the children to the desert in the night, Sayyida Zainab, peace be upon her, tended women and children in a half-burned tent, shared in their sorrow with patience and endurance, and nursed the feverish patient of Karbala, Imam Sajjad. Perhaps the endurance, love, and sacrifice of a nurse at the besides of the sick is a manifestation of the patience, endurance, and boundless sacrifice of Sayyida Zainab, peace be upon her. Today is the birthday anniversary of Sayyida Zainab, peace be upon her. Congratulations to dear Muslim listeners all around the world.
Thank you.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin ista'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with the birth anniversary of Hazrat Zainab salam Allah alayha. Hazrat Zainab salam Allah alayha was a daughter of Imam Ali alayhi salam and Hazrat Fatima Zahra salam Allah alayha. And as we know, she was one of the sisters of the two infallible imams, Imam al-Hasan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam, that is the second infallible imam, and the third infallible imam, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. Hazrat Zainab salam Allah alayha is very much commemorated and renowned in the Islamic history for her sacrifice and her cooperation, her painstaking cooperation with Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam in the Ashura episode. And certainly after the Ashura episode, Hazrat Zainab salam Allah alayha fulfilled her role as one of the important leader of the Ashura survivors. I mean, the other one was no doubt Imam al-Sajjad alayhi salam, the fourth infallible imam. Regarding the name Zainab, I mean, lexically speaking, it's said that it's derived from the compound word Zainab, that is ornament of father. It means that she was an ornament for her father, Imam Ali alayhi salam. And it's known that she was very eloquent, very brave, and very powerful in terms of faith and piety. In this regard, it must be indicated that Hazrat Zainab salam Allah alayha was certainly a figure who defamed Yazid ibn Muawiyah as the Umayyad ruler who committed the Karbala massacre in Damascus. And her sermon over there has been translated in various languages, and in fact, not only the whole sermon, but also each and every sentence and phrase in her speech deserves elaboration and an attitude in order to derive lessons from it. Thank you.
Children are wearing new clothes, bright colors fill the streets, their faces full of laughter, their pockets full of sweets. Let us rejoice indeed, this is the day of Eid. Let us rejoice indeed, for this is the day of Eid. La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah,
alayhi salatu wa salam. Lady Zainab is a model of resistance and sacrifice. In the most turbulent conditions, she nursed the injured in the best possible manner. One of the most beautiful manifestations of nursing, when a nurse is a model with special characteristics gathered within her, it is as if she were the protector of moral values, law, abidance, the protector and executor of our higher duties, sympathetic, kind, conscientious, independent, shouldering responsibility, hard-working, and untiring. Sayyida Zainab, peace be upon her, was not only a nurse for women and children. She nursed those who had suffered in body and soul, those whose clothing and skin had burned in frightening tent fire at dusk on Ashura, those who had suffered mentally, those who had heard rejoicing in their miseries. This nursing began at dusk on the day of Ashura and continued to Kufa, Karbala, and Medina. An important lesson one can learn from this is that no difficulty prevented Sayyida Zainab from carrying out her responsibilities. Not the death of her dearest kin, not her physical and mental sufferings. Dear brothers and sisters, IRIB English Radio, especially today's special congratulates to all Muslim listeners, brothers and sisters, on birthday anniversary of our great lady, Lady Zainab, peace be upon her. Congratulations to all.
Eid al-Sa'id, let's enjoy this happy day.
عيد مبارك, come on let's celebrate. عيد سعيد, let's enjoy this happy day. عيد مبارك, come on let's celebrate. Celebrate, let's celebrate. Allah Allah, thank you for this day.
The name Zainab is delivered from the two root words, Zain and Ab, which means the adornment of her father. At the time when Hazrat Fatima Zahra, peace be upon her, gave birth to Sayyida Zainab, peace be upon her, Prophet Muhammad was not in Medina. When Zainab was born, Hazrat Fatima told Imam Ali, since my father is on the trip and is not present at this moment, you choose a name for this child. Imam Ali said, I will not precede your father in naming this child. Wait until he returns. 3 days later, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his family returned from his trip, and like all other times, he first went to Lady Fatima's house to greet her. Imam Ali told Prophet Muhammad about the newborn baby and how they waited for his return to name his baby. Prophet Muhammad said, even though Fatima's children are my children, I will wait for a revelation because this matter is with Allah. At this moment, Gabriel descended and said, O Messenger of Allah, the Lord sends his regards upon you and says, name this child Zainab, because we had written this in a preserved tablet.
When Zainab, daughter of Imam Ali and Fatima, was born in Medina on the 5th of Jumad al-Awwal in the 5th year after Hijrah, Prophet Muhammad hugged her, then began to cry. Why are you weeping? Fatima asked. You should know that this daughter would have to suffer horrible misfortunes and tragedies after our demise, he replied. Zainab, the adornment of her father, was named so by the Prophet according to Allah's decree. Zainab was married to her first cousin, Abdullah, son of Ja'far, son of Abu Talib. She is revered as a symbol of piety, sacrifice and courage. One of her many titles is Al-Alima, meaning extraordinarily knowledgeable. Zainab held Quranic study sessions where Muslim ladies would refer to her in religious matters. Throughout her life, she faced numerous trials. Zainab's stand against injustice and tyranny has left an unforgettable example to mankind. She showed unwavering conviction that the ultimate victory would be for truth. Zainab was a visionary, possessing the foresight to prepare the ground for the continuation of Islam, understanding that Imam's sacrifice was never to be forgotten, as she told Yazid. By Allah, you would never be able to remove our remembrance from the hearts, nor would you ever be able to destroy our revelation. The duration of your reign is short, and your assembly would soon be scattered. All of her prophecies materialized. Zainab willfully accepted what destiny had decreed, but instead of wallowing in self-pity, she ensured that the Islamic mission of her brother would reverberate throughout history. She was pivotal in establishing the institution of Majalis, a ritual that has continued to this day, where the sacrifice of Imam Hussein and the cruelty of Yazid is retold.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special from IRIB English Radio. Again, accept our congratulations on birthday anniversary of Lady Zainab, peace be upon her. We leave you in Allah's protection and fi amanillah.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك إنك حميد مجيد.
This is IRIB English Radio. Coming up is the news.